Oscar Bob was born in Oslo, Norway, and began his football journey with Lyn at the youth level. Following a standout performance at a youth tournament in Algarve, he attracted interest from Portuguese club Porto. Porto approached Bob's mother, Turid Guns, to persuade the young talent to join them. They even covered the expenses for both of them to visit the club in Porto. Despite facing challenges, Gunn is relocated to Portugal and completed the necessary paperwork for Bob to join the Portuguese Football Federation. However, FIFA rejected the documentation, questioning the voluntary nature of Gunn's move to Portugal and the independence of the football academy, Escola de Futebol Hernani Gonçalves, from Porto. Despite legal efforts, the Court of Arbitration for Sport supported FIFA's decision, leading Bob to return to Norway and eventually sign with Vålerenga. Later, Bob joined Premier League club Manchester City. Although he initially had a slow start, he secured a place in the under-23 side, earning recognition for his performance. He made his first appearance on the Manchester City bench in an FA Cup match against Swindon Town, but did not play. Bob's Premier League debut came against Fulham, entering as an 88th-minute substitute and contributing to a goal. He also made his Champions League debut against Red Star Belgrade, eventually scoring his first goal in the competition during a 3-2 victory. Born in Norway with partial Gambian and Norwegian heritage, Bob represented Norway at various youth levels, including the under-21 team. He received his first call-up to the senior Norway men's team, making his debut as a substitute in a 4-0 Euro qualifying win over Cyprus. Bob later scored his first goal for Norway in a friendly against the Faroe Islands. Bob is known for his versatile and dynamic playing style. Operating primarily as an attacking midfielder or winger, he possesses a unique blend of technical skill, vision, and agility that makes him a standout player on the pitch. One of the key elements of his playing style is his exceptional ball control. Whether dribbling through tight spaces or executing intricate maneuvers, he displays a remarkable ability to maintain close ball proximity, making it challenging for defenders to dispossess him. His low center of gravity and quick footwork contribute to his elusiveness, allowing him to navigate through opposing defenses with ease. His vision and playmaking prowess are standout features in his game. His ability to read the game and create scoring opportunities for his teammates is commendable. He often acts as a link between the midfield and the attack, threading precise passes and providing crucial assists. His decision-making under pressure and his capacity to unlock defenses showcase his football intelligence. His defensive contributions are not limited to interceptions and tackles. He actively engages in pressing to disrupt the opponent's build-up play, showcasing his commitment to both offensive and defensive aspects of the game. Furthermore, his versatility enables him to adapt to various positions within the attacking third. Whether deployed as a central playmaker, wide midfielder, or even as a forward, he consistently maintains a high level of performance. This adaptability adds an extra dimension to his team's attacking strategies, providing the coach with flexibility in formation and tactics. Remember to follow Golia. If you enjoyed the episode, tap the love heart and share it with a loved one. You can always comment on the episode via Spotify mobile app by replying to the episode question. Your comment will get pinned to the episode for everyone on Spotify mobile app to read and react to it.